How the Irish Saved Civilization by Thomas Cahill, narrated by Donal Donnelly.
Introduction. How real is history? The word Irish is seldom coupled with the word civilization. When we think of peoples as civilized or civilizing, the Egyptians and the Greeks, the Italians and the French, the Chinese and the Jews may all come to mind. The Irish are wild, feckless and charming, or morose, repressed and corrupt, but not especially civilized. If we strain to think of Irish civilization, no image appears. No fertile crescent or Indus Valley, no brooding bust of Beethoven. The simplest Greek auto mechanic will name his establishment Parthenon, thus linking himself to an imagined ancestral culture. A semi-literate restaurateur of Sicilian origin will give pride of place to his plaster copy of Michelangelo's David, and so assert his presumed Renaissance ties. But an Irish businessman is far more likely to name his concern the Breathney Bar, or Kelly's Movers, announcing a merely local or personal connection, unburdened by the resonances of history or civilization. And yet, Ireland, a little island at the edge of Europe, that has known neither Renaissance nor Enlightenment, in some ways a third...